Well, welcome to the Quest Student Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, Tom Tony, along with my co-host, Casey Dennis.
Hey there, everyone.
Well, we are excited to spend some time with you today. We're here to inspire and equip you as you empower young students to become great leaders. And today, Casey, I just have a question for you. When you were younger, did anybody ever say of you, wow, she's a natural leader?
You know, this is a really interesting question because I feel to this day, I do a pretty good job at leading myself and I'm a good leader. However, when I was younger, I was very reserved, very polite, very withdrawn, and I was great at observing. So a lot of people interpreted that as me being shy. So I very rarely was commented on by my coaches or leaders that I was a leader.
Wow, that's so interesting to me. So I'm hearing you say, because you weren't real assertive, maybe even overly outgoing, that they would not say of you, you are a natural leader.
However, the whole time, what I have found in my adult life, now looking back at how I perceive the world, is at the time I was observing. And so that's why I was more soft-spoken.
Yeah, no, it's interesting because I think that's a commentary really on how we tend to project upon students that are around us whether or not they're a leader.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
And it sounds like we tend to think that, you know, if someone's real boisterous, energetic, positive, outgoing, that that makes them a natural leader. And I guess certainly on some level, if you think about leadership as influence, which, you know, leadership is influence. If you think about leadership as influence, you know, maybe they had more influence on their peers and so on, but that doesn't necessarily mean they were a great leader. Huh. It's interesting because we see, when we think about students today, we know that every student has leadership in them. Everyone is a natural born leader.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
And so what it takes is us drawing that leadership ability out and recognizing that everyone's unique. Now, I'm assuming that there were others around you, other peers that were more outgoing.
Yeah, there always is that one kid in the class,
right?
Not to mention any names.
Yeah, they might be listening in, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And probably your coaches and teachers thought, wow, this kid has great natural leadership ability.
Yeah. Well, however, I will say I'm so thankful, just my personal story, I'm thankful for people that took the time to get to know me and see the talents that I did have and to draw those out. Because if it weren't for those people today, I don't know that I would have been the leader that I am.
Yeah, and that's exactly the point of what we want to talk about in this episode is being aware of why leadership matters and what we're actually looking for, and that we have to watch that we don't allow ourselves to get caught up in that projectionism of leadership, so to speak, where we're seeing certain attributes and saying, well, that must be a leadership attribute, when the truth is that every student has great leadership locked up inside of them. Every student is a natural born leader. They just have to be developed and it has to be drawn out. And so I want to talk about that just a little bit today. You know, in fact, we asked this question, why do we focus on leadership? Why leadership? And I want to talk about this from a couple angles. First, I want to talk about the reason that we say Quest Student Leadership and we focus on leadership. Number one is because that idea of helping students become great leaders really resonates with parents, mom, dad, aunt, uncle, guardians. They hear that, they say, yeah, I want my student to be a great leader. Is that so? When you think about your interaction with parents, I'm sure that you hear that as well, that they're excited about their kids learning to be a great leader.
Absolutely. And of course, any place of work, any kind of workplace, all eyes are always on the leader, the boss, right?
Right.
So a lot of parents, in their perspective, they always want what's best for their kids.
Yeah.
Every parent wants what is best for their children. And so when they hear the word leader, I do see their eyes light up. They get excited because they want what's best for their student. They want all eyes to be on their student. However, a lot of times when I say leader, they are not understanding what I mean by that. You know what I
right,
mean?
Yeah.
So I guess expound on what you think of the word leader.
Yeah, no, it's a great idea. You know, and to your point, a part of what we want is we want parents to buy into this process. So we say we're going to help your student develop their leadership skills, which we do, but not necessarily in the way that they're thinking.
Right.
They're probably thinking about a position, about power, about authority, about decision-making. And what we're thinking about is character development, self-expectation, how to use your influence with intention, truly great leadership. And so while the outcome, the idea, the label might be the same, the process can be starkly different between what they're thinking and what we're thinking. And that's really what we want to kind of lean in on as we talk through this topic today. In fact, let me ask you this question, Casey. When you think of, if I ask you, what are the qualities you look for in a great leader? What are the things that you want to see in someone that you feel great about following as a great leader?
Number one, confidence. Absolutely. Confidence in themselves and where they're going. And statistics have shown us that vision is one of the number one things that we have to have when we're leading people. So for me, seeing someone with a clear vision is huge. And for myself personally, I have learned that I need a clear vision for myself, especially if I'm going to apply myself to something. Number two, I would say, is honesty, genuineness, raw, you know, however you put it.
Yeah.
Just an ability to not have a mask on. Mm. Just whenever they show up, whether it's a public persona or their private self, they are just genuine, raw, honest.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It does make sense.
And then last but not least, I would say selfless. And John Maxwell, if you're familiar with John Maxwell, is one of the biggest things he says is leadership is service.
Yeah.
And so for me, that those three qualities of a leader, vision, clear vision, honesty, and selflessness are huge.
Now you think about those qualities. Now I've had the chance to ask this question of literally thousands of leaders and simply ask it the same way I asked you.
Yeah.
If you were choosing a leader today, what kind of a leader would you choose? What would you want them to be like? And you would, exactly what you described is exactly what every one of them to a person has said.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I never hear anyone say, I want someone who's bossy.
Right.
Who has all the ideas, who just forges forward no matter what, who's willing to go alone. I always hear, I want someone of high integrity.
Right.
Someone who has compassion for others, has a clear vision, is confident, willing to get in the trenches with me. And what they describe is they don't describe what necessarily all of us would say as a leader.
Right.
What they describe is somebody of great integrity and character and compassion. And so when we think about building leaders, so we go back to student leadership and we say we're going to help students become great leaders. Really what we're saying is we're going to work hard to help your student develop vision, compassion, listening to understand, stretching themselves and others around them for excellence.
Absolutely.
Using their influence with intention, not just for their own personal gain or selfishness, but as to your point, a servanthood mentality, a selfless mentality of using their gifts, talents, and abilities for the good of others.
Absolutely. Actually, there is a study on this that I was looking into recently. It was on employers and what they're actually looking for when they hire someone. And basically how they conducted this survey was they listed out different skills that you would see on a resume. And they basically said, rate these skills from what's most important to you and what's least important. And so some of the things that I wrote down for this podcast today from that study was that employers are looking for people with critical thinking skills as a top priority for someone to hire. This means that while employers think that critical thinking skills are essential, about only half of graduates are proficient in this. And on top of that, they said that employers rated professionalism and work ethic, or grit as we would call it, as 100% essential. However, those that are graduating high school, only 42% of them possess these qualities. And the last thing that I'll say on this study that I thought was really interesting, on the very bottom of the page, the things that they rated as least important to them was friendly and outgoing, tactfulness, and a risk taker.
Wow.
Yeah.
So think about this. What a huge advantage it is in life for these students to learn these qualities early.
Absolutely.
Early. And most typically, we're not truly talking about leadership until we get older. And it's usually in the arena of position and leadership within an organization and those kinds of things. But these intrinsic values of what we know we want in a great leader are the same thing that employers are looking for. So can you imagine now if you have a student that's come up through elementary and junior high learning these things and applying them in the classroom, in organizations, in opportunities, how much of an advantage they have when they're sitting across from that employer in that interview and they're asking them these questions about critical problem solving and they have all this experience, mm-hmm. Their ability to communicate clearly and confidently is going to so set them apart from everybody else that walks into the room. I mean, that's what we're talking about here in developing these young leaders.
Absolutely. And two things to that point is what I have found leadership, or what we really mean by leadership, which is character development. Character development will follow someone and will make them so much an integral part of every organization, business that they attach themselves to.
It's so true.
It's so true.
Yeah, we see again and again that people of lower skill ability are selected because of their higher integrity capacity over others who have greater skill but lack the integrity to stick around and get the job done. They lack the soft skills. And I'm telling you, today in our employment world, soft skills are a big deal.
Yes.
I just met with some companies this week and doing some coaching and so on that they were saying this to me. They're like, we're having a hard time finding people that will show up to work.
Wow.
That will stay all day.
Right.
That will completely do their job. That won't cut corners, that don't leave things out, that don't cheat, that don't. And I'm telling you, this is all developed very early in life. And we call these leadership skills because really they're the integrity and character that makes strong leadership.
And absolutely. And they will position a young student for promotion naturally.
So we look at the Quest model, the Quest student leadership model. And in the elementary age, we break it down into what we call a rocket model, the Quest rocket model. And that is, there are three stages to this process. And we'll just touch on these quickly as we wrap up this episode. And that is this, that the first thing we want is our students to build strong character, because character is the fuel of great leadership. If you have strong character, that's the foundation of being a great leader. The second thing then is self-navigation. It's not, I'm going to do something because you expect it of me. I'm going to lead with excellence. I'm going to put the hard work in because I expect it of me. That's what we want our students to really learn and develop. I'm not doing this because if I don't, I get in trouble. I'm doing it because it's the right thing to do. Self-navigation. We also want them to learn to set and achieve their own goals. So getting very clear about goal setting. What's it take to set a goal? And then how do I hold myself accountable to the actions that are needed to achieve that goal? We want our kids to learn that very early on. And then the third thing is purposeful or intentional influence. So that's the third piece of the rocket. So the way it goes is this. You have the fuel of the rocket, which are kind of the jet engines. That's character. Then you have the fuselage, where the astronauts sit inside the rocket and navigate and steer the rocket. That's what we call self-navigation or self-expectation. Then the third piece is the nose cone, which is the leading edge of the rocket, which is where the rocket's going, and that's influence. And we want our kids to learn to use their influence intentionally and purposefully for the good of others.
And imagine if a student can learn all three of these.
It's a completely different story.
Completely different.
So now learning that early, they're also carrying and applying those principles and those characteristics through their educational career as well.
Yes.
Building relationships, education, and then when they grow, like you're saying, into a young adult and adulthood, it's going to greatly impact their perspective on how they navigate their world.
And impact our world.
And so when we think about the question of why leadership, well, this is why. Because number one, it resonates with our world today, with our parents. It helps them to feel confident about what we're teaching our kids. And that, yes, I want my student to be a great leader. But also, we know that when we talk about great leadership, we know what that means. We know what we expect. And that's really actually what we're training. Strong character, self-expectation, navigation, goal setting, and then influence. Using your influence on purpose and with intention. So thank you for listening today. We hope you enjoy this podcast. We encourage you to share this out with your peers and your friends. Help us to get the word out on the Quest Student Leadership Podcast. And until next time, keep building strong young leaders.